For whatever reason, episode 91, May 14th, 2009.
Electric Lemonade.
Hi, this is Dee Dee and I'm 5 years old and I live at the Jen and Dave Show podcast. For whatever reason, you are listening to the For Whatever Reason podcast. Hey, is there an echo in here? And that doesn't make very much sense to me. Have fun anyway. Bye.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
For, you know, whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
For whatever reason. For whatever reason.
Whatever, whatever.
For whatever reason.
Thank you, Ken, and thank you, Jen Avila.
That was Dee Dee.
Thank you, Dee Dee. Jamal sends his best. And welcome to For Whatever Reason. I'm Tim.
And I'm Nanette.
To all of our returning listeners, welcome back. To all of our new listeners.
Wait, it's hug time. Virtual hug.
We're not on video, so they couldn't see you hugging the air.
They felt it, though.
Feel the love that is the warm embrace of Nanette's virtual hug, new listeners. So I shall look upon you. Gaze upon your visage lovingly.
You can't see me. I'm behind the screen.
You are. We moved your mic so that the pop filter is like blocking your head. It's like you're in some sort of a trial and they're trying to hide your identity. So, Nanette, what's going on?
It's almost vacation time.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Woohoo! I'm ready for a vacation. I'm tired.
Why are you tired?
Work.
What do you mean work?
Well, I told you I had to go to work now.
Well, that's right. You have to go in with the rest of us losers.
Yeah, and work, and sit in traffic, and eat out at lunch, which I don't find to be cool. I find to be a pain, because I'd rather be at home and make something, and not spend money. But no, I have to go to work. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell you, everybody thinks that my job is really cool, and it is, but playing video games is tiring.
Is it now? You did come home the other day looking as if you had been shaken, stirred, and beaten at.
I think I'm going to have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Beat.
I'm not an egg. You can't beat me.
Okay.
So I think I'm going to have post-traumatic stress disorder because...
From what?
Right now, my current assignment... It's playing the game Fallout 3.
Find your dad.
It's a post-apocalyptic game.
Find your dad.
There's like mutant radiation beasts all over that I keep having to kill in order to save my life. In an effort to find my father who escaped from the vault. And if you're not a gamer and you don't know what I'm talking about, just pretend none of that just happened.
So even playing on... what I lovingly refer to as dumbass mode.
Oh, I'm playing on very easy.
Yes.
And it's very hard for me. And I'm stuck right now in the subway with 6 bullets. And if I try to come out of the subway, I'm immediately killed every time.
Didn't you say you had 6 bullets and like 10 people waiting for you outside the door? Which is a problem.
Well, they not only shoot at me, but they also have like flare guns and stuff where they just shoot fire at me and then I burn to death immediately. So I started having nightmares last night. This is not pleasant.
No.
I'm going to see, you know, if workers' comp covers PTSD. I may need it.
We could look into that.
I may need it.
There are some of our listeners that are just shaking their head in disgust and disbelief at you right now.
I know. And oh well. It's who I am.
Yes, it is.
So, anyway, I am playing the game because that is my job.
Now, when you get through your job, what are we getting ready to do?
Go on vacation.
where are we going on vacation? Because we haven't announced this on the show yet.
Really. We haven't?
I don't think so. I put it up on Facebook and I've announced it in other places.
We're going to Illinois.
Actually, we're going to Illinois, then we're going to Chicago.
I'm not going to Illinois. I don't know where Illinois is.
It's wherever Red Boy is.
He doesn't say Illinois.
Yes, he does. He says Illinois.
No, he says the cornfields.
And he says Illinois.
We are going to the cornfields. He's wrong.
We're going to see Amy and her wonderful balloon hat.
I doubt the balloon hat still looks alive.
I sent her a nice note today telling her how much I loved her picture in the balloon hat. But anyway, we're going to see
Little Red.
Yes. And Little Magster.
And the princess.
And then we're going to go up and hang out.
The bald one.
We're going to hang out in the Chicago area.
That's right. We'll see the cheap date folks.
And then we may...
And it we'll see like we're go the Barely.
Wisconsin. Yeah.
And we'll see whoever else wants to hang out with us.
Speaking of which, you need to go to the Facebook fan page. There'll be a link for it in the show notes. There's also a link for it on the forwhateverreason.net webpage. There is a thread.
And you do not have to have a Facebook account to get to the fan page.
Correct. That's the point of having the fan page. If you are in the Chicago area and you are interested in a, for whatever reason, meetup in the area, there is a thread in our discussion group on the Facebook fan page that is asking for people's opinions of what days. And we're trying to figure out places and times. Otherwise, it's just going to be us hanging out with Joe and Lisa, and it sounds like Barely. So,
yeah.
Which is a perfectly fine evening to me.
We'd love to see anybody who wants to come out. And I also think, just in case people don't make it to Facebook, we should put out a short announcement on the feed.
Right. Once we settle on a date and a time and all that stuff, I'll try and drop something in the feed. We're going to have...
Chances are it'll be Friday night, the 29th.
It'll either be Friday or it'll be, yeah. Yeah, it's almost certainly going to be Friday at this point, unless we do something Tuesday night, which I doubt.
I doubt it'll be Tuesday. So chances are pretty good it'll be Friday the 29th. But more details will follow.
So if you're in the area and you have an opinion, please go voice it. If you don't want to do the Facebook thing,
call us,
send us an email, something like that. Let us know because, you know, we're traveling 700-800 miles and we would love to have an opportunity to see some of you people and meet you face to face and let you be disappointed by the reality that is us in real life. So,
yeah, we're kind of boring. Yeah, just warning you now.
We're shorter than you think.
I think everybody knows I'm short. My voice sounds short, doesn't it?
I think they all picture me at like 6'2", 210, ripped washboard abs.
Oh, I'm 5'2", 210. Oh, not quite, but...
Oh, wait. We've had videos. Never mind.
Exactly. So I've been further experimenting with my lemonade.
Yes, you have.
Because remember last show I had the lemonade, the cool blue stuff.
Yes, and people really liked that. In fact, Jen... Avila wrote in to say that she wanted some more of whatever you were drinking, and then we had a thread.
Yummy.
Dave of Jen and Dave Show, and also our friend Andy, both said that they wanted more, and I quote, Nanette drunk casting.
Yeah.
They liked you.
Maybe it'll happen
like
when we're on vacation.
I have discussed the possibility of a Cheap Reason show, and I know that we are going to be the guests on the Red Boy podcast.
Well, no, that's the For Whatever Red Boy show.
Oh, yeah. He has no idea when I told him we were going to take over. I don't think he realized I meant it.
Yeah, we'll have to think of interesting things to talk about because...
If you don't believe us,
once we do
Red,
this, I'm out.
We got some friends in Texas that you can talk to about what it's like. I believe Shelley said she's lost control of her own show one time ever.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, yeah.
So, back to my further experimentation with lemonade.
Sorry, did not mean to.
You derailed my lemonade, man.
Wow. What's it like to be derailed from a conversation that
you're
trying to have?
I'll throw a shoe at you.
What's it like to be reading the show notes, going to your next bullet, the next thing you're supposed to talk about, and have the other person start talking about something else?
At you.
It's a crock.
Are you ready to
bounce off my head?
I'll throw something heavier.
Just don't knock down the beer.
Then you better catch it.
Anyway, moving along, you were going to talk about lemonade.
I don't know. I was so rudely interrupted.
How rude.
Yes, you are.
I'll just sit back and enjoy a beverage. You talk.
So, after making my blue lemonade concoction, which was my electric lemonade, I moved on and I had, for a large portion of the last week and a half, I've made lemonade with about a half ounce of creme de menthe mixed right into it. And boy, let me tell you, you don't taste the alcohol, but it is nice and refreshing. You just get a hint of mint. And then
I ran all that way and you had a Kleenex box there.
Was it hiding from you?
Yes. I've got a music stand here. I can't see. It's like the dot in front of your face. I can't see over there. So much for my stealthiness. Anyway, yes, so, lovely bit of mint in the lemonade.
And then I found a 2-pint package of strawberries for 99 cents.
At the Hong Kong supermarket.
At the Hong Kong supermarket. And so I sliced them up and put them in a container in the fridge with a little bit of vanilla sugar and had them sitting in there for a day or so. And I decided I wanted a beverage last night. So I took some of the strawberries that had been sitting in sugar and had a nice little strawberry syrup. Then I took some limoncello out of my freezer, and I put those two together, and I took my hand blender out, you know, the boat motor, and I made strawberry limoncello, I don't know what it's called, a mixture, a liquefaction.
She made a really nice drink. She brought it in, and I tried it, and I said, what's in there?
I mixed it with lemonade. OMG, it was awesome. It was really, really good.
The lemonade is me being like Popeye, squeezing the lemons and some limes to make her concentrate.
That's right. And it was really, really good. I have a picture, because it's also quite beautiful. So hopefully I'll get that on the Flickr page.
Either on the Flickr page or the Facebook fan page or both.
Or both. And so, you mentioned Hong Kong supermarket. I think we'll skip most of that talk. We went there. We found some cool stuff. We tried some stuff. It's a neat place. We'll be back.
It's cool to go into the Asian markets like that. I mean, local place like that that's more well-known is Super H.
Well, that's not a local place.
Yeah, but the bigger places like that. And this was a local one that was a little different. We have a lot of different ethnicities and markets near our house. And this was one
about a billion.
Yeah. And this was really cool, especially the 99 cent strawberries were, I mean, that made the deal right there.
But they always have really good, really cheap produce.
Yes.
Oh, and the grapefruits. I could eat like 5 grapefruits a day.
That's a lot of grapefruit.
And they're really, really good. So anyway, I'm going to let you talk for a little while. So if you need another tissue, you let me know. I've got some right here and I'll ask you what's going on.
Well, what's going on with me is after 89 shows and, 22 months. We started in July.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 22.
June, 22 months. Mom found us.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, actually, Nanette, a couple shows ago, said, hi, Mom, which was a reference to my mother actually joining Facebook and finding Nanette, and she stayed as Nanette's friend, but not mine.
She doesn't like him.
No, she doesn't. For a number of weeks, and I finally just saw her and sent her a friend invitation because it just felt wrong. And
she's your parent, not your mother. I mean, she's your mother, not your friend.
How's that water treating you?
Well, I had a special strawberry lemonade already.
Anyway, Mom found us. We weren't hiding from Mom, but we weren't advertising necessarily to the family because, well, just in case we said something that might bother a family member, we said, well, we'll just not advertise it. And if they find us, great. And if they don't, whatever. And Mom's found us, and she listened to the show, and her exact quote was, enjoyed the Squirrel Sleepover podcast, and nothing shocked me. Well done. Keep listening, Mom. We will eventually shock you.
I'm going to raise my hand.
Raise your hand. I'll call on you, the one in the front row with the curly hair.
Okay. The show was titled Chipmunk Sleepover. I think 3 or 4 people responded in some way or another and converted the poor little chipmunk to a squirrel.
You want me to play that part now?
Because I've got it
later.
Is not a squirrel.
I've got a whole thing about the squirrel later. But
I know.
We'll get to that in a minute.
It was a chipmunk sleepover, not a squirrel sleepover.
Anyway, so Mom found us, and I think she's actually enjoying the fact that she's got a way of keeping up with us, and she's watched the videos. Her overriding comment on everything that she's seen
is that we have too much time on our hands,
which is very funny. But anyway, she should have listened back when we were putting out shows a couple times a week. But anyway.
No, not really.
No, not actually.
I really wouldn't recommend it.
No one should go back to when we were doing two shows a week. Yeah, it's not a good thing. But anyway, I have done the math, and I believe that, Johnny, you have been dropped or knocked from your perch, because I believe that Johnny was the oldest listener. Wasn't it that Johnny was older than Mother Superior by a couple of months?
I can't remember which one but or they were within a couple months of each
but
other.
But the oldest one of them, Johnny just turned 62. And
three.
62.
Three.
Johnny just turned 63. Mom's got a little bit of time on him, not a lot. But I believe that Mom now qualifies as the oldest listener, although she is not the oldest subscriber. Because she is not currently a subscriber, she just watches and listens. Speaking of older people.
Speaking of older people.
We were out in the garden, and our neighbor Ed, who turned 92 the day after Gianni turned 60, apparently three, stopped by to check on his tomatoes and ask us some questions.
And his peppers.
And his peppers, and then said he had a problem with his computer and needed us to go over and help him. So we went over and helped him with his computer. He's on the internet and kicks butt getting all around and doing stuff that he needs to do. Not much of a typer, but he goes to his pages, he reads his news, he checks his financial stuff, he's happy. He has a scrapbook that a neighbor has been starting with him, and this is something that we've been dying to see pictures of him from years and years ago, in particular, anything that he would share from his time in World War II. And he had a bunch of pictures, and the neighbor on the other side has set up a scrapbook, and we got a chance to spend some time going through that. And mm-hmm. I've approached him about potentially, once the scrapbook is through, trying to get him to just go through the scrapbook with me and tell me the stories about them. And I said, you know, I want to record you talking about this so that we can play it back for other people later and maybe make it into a slideshow or something like that and put it on the internet. I think that would be really, really interesting. He's not going to tell stories about shooting people, but he is going to tell stories about, I mean, he told me what it was like to move a big gun and put in the big pits that they put in, how they
playing volleyball with
the group of Italian women. Yeah.
Yeah.
And other things like that, and his various friends that he had, and he pulled out all kinds of really neat stuff, and it was just, it's great. There aren't that many of these people left, and we're lucky enough to have one living next door to us, and I think this is a really cool opportunity, and I'm hoping that we get to do something with it. Now, moving along.
Moving right along.
We haven't talked about television in a long, long time.
No, it's not our topic.
Not anymore. One of Nanette's favorite shows is The Amazing Race.
Yes,
and
I'll admit to that.
There was a very touching moment on television the other day, and I want to sort of give you an idea of what it's like to live in this house. I'm going to play the touching moment.
Do we need to give some backstory for people who don't watch Amazing Race?
Well, for those of you that don't watch The Amazing Race, there's a couple of cheerleaders that were in the final three. There's a brother and sister of lawyers that were in there. And there's a mother and son,
Margie and Luke.
Luke is deaf, and Margie...
It's his mom.
Is his mom and signs to him.
Right.
In fact, he doesn't read lips, does he?
No, he does not.
She signs everything to him. And they've had various challenges during the year, and it's been really an inspiring story
to
watch.
They made it to the finale.
They made it to the final three. And this was the clip that they played right at the end of them.
And I wanted them to win.
They came in third, and this was the clip they played.
I'm the first deaf person on The Amazing Race. I'm very proud of that. I think it makes deaf people think, oh, a deaf person on The Amazing Race means other deaf people can do the same as me. No matter what, deaf people can do anything.
To which Nanette responded,
except here.
And this is what I live with on a daily basis. Do you have anything else to say on this particular topic?
I just want to apologize to any of our deaf listeners who may
she
be
would like
offended
to apologize to any of our deaf
by
listeners
my joke or my, shall we say, lame attempt at humor.
If she has offended you, she's sorry.
For some reason, my husband is yelling.
Deaf, they can't hear us being.
Then yelling won't help if they're deaf. That only helps for hard of hearing.
Okay, well, I'm going to distract everyone with this.
It's now time for Tim's Manly Task of the Week.
Ow!
My manly task could be putting my shoes on. I'm going to play that every week.
You're bringing sexy back, baby.
Sexy left. Anyway, so one of the things we did as a manly task, although it could be a nanly task, and I didn't load the theme up that Charles made for us, otherwise I'd play the nanly task theme.
Because it was a combo manly-nanly task.
We built tomato cages, and unlike Shelley, we did not stick ourselves in the eye, but we made our own, and they were much bigger and more solid. We went and got these 72 by...
48.
So they were like 6x4 panels.
Of reinforcement wire that goes in concrete.
Yeah. Big rectangular panels, which did not quite fit in the back of the car, which was a lot of fun getting those put in the back. But the lovely little man at Lowe's helped me get them loaded. But anyway, we brought those home, and we rolled them, which took an awful lot of effort. You had to lean into them.
I had a backache.
Yes, you did. We rolled them up really
nicely. Well, you weren't very good at rolling them. You were making them triangular.
I liked the triangles I was making, but you were making better circles. I was better at bending the parts to hold them together. So yes. We got them all put together, and we made, was it seven?
A lot.
We made a whole big bunch of them, and now we have these big solid tomato cages that will last for years. And we've had some that we made a few years ago that are really, really good, and we have, I think, 10 tomato plants out there now, something like that. We've got an awful lot of tomatoes, but anyway.
Not as many as last year, but we're not going to have as many as last year.
No.
I don't have time for all the gardening work now that I'm a working woman.
That is correct. Well, I also did some other manly things in that I changed the pickups on my guitar, which involved more soldering, and I'm getting slightly better at it. I'm still not real good at it, but I'm better at it. And then also... we did a whole bunch of cleanup in the yard, and we planted berry plants.
Red raspberry and also blueberry plants are now residing in our yard.
Just behind the small front fence separating the front yard from the backyard, and we hope that we'll get something out of it. We probably need to go get nets and cover them up, but one of our neighbors shared some plants with us, and we set up
the raspberry plants.
So we got those put in place, and hopefully we can eventually use those in food. And if we were to use them in food, then I could look at you and say, hey, how about some berries? Maybe I could ask you when you're using some berries. So Nanette, what's cooking? I know I worked real hard on that.
Good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
Wow, you rocked that almost as much as I rocked the manly theme. That was really nice.
It's
a different vibe, I understand.
Yeah. So we made homemade English muffins.
That's crazy talk. Why would you make homemade English muffins? How could you make that? That sounds complicated and difficult.
It's actually really easy, and there's about 8 bazillion recipes on the interwebs. So I'm not going to give you a particular recipe because I've only tried one, and I want to try others and perhaps tweak until I find what exactly is right before I post anything.
There'll be a video eventually.
But I do want to encourage you, if you and your family like English muffins, it's really easy to make, and they taste a whole lot better than the ones you get in the store.
Yeah, this first set we made were more of a wheat flour based, and they were a bit denser, but they were an awful lot like the English muffins we've been buying that are the wheat ones. They had the same heaviness to them. We need to make a few changes to the flour, and we need to let them rise a little bit longer so that they get more bubbles in them.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of nooks and
not
crannies.
Not enough nooks or crannies. But actually, there were plenty of nooks, not very many crannies.
Very, very tasty and much better, very low cost thing to make. A batch makes about 10 English muffins.
I ate the last one today.
I know. And so it's a good weekend project where you can make the dough, let it rise for a couple of hours, come back, roll it out, and you actually cook it on a griddle, not in an oven, so you don't have to heat your kitchen in the summer. And you can cook it in a skillet, too.
They were really good.
They were really, really good. We actually had English muffin hamburgers, with them.
Well, we ground our own meat for that, too.
We did.
Just because we thought it would be better.
Yep.
Shall we move along?
Let's do it.
Would you rather have beer or complete and utter contentment?
What kind of beer?
I feel like we need a drum roll here.
That's the best I can do. I don't have the sound. We no longer have to listen to you people try and taunt us about Fat Tire. Fat Tire arrived in Georgia on Monday. We bought some. We did a video showing what it was like as we had the first tasting and opening the first commemorative bottle of Fat Tire Amber Ale, Georgia on my mind, the first legal distribution. Yeah, if Mom wasn't listening, there would be some things I would say here. They would rhyme with suck it. Oh, wait, never mind. Anyway, the Georgia on my ride Fat Tire Amber Ale, which is a 22-ounce bottle of the regular Fat Tire Amber Ale, just with a special Georgia label on it. It was a very nice color, very nice head on the beer. It had a very nice body and a little hint of nuttiness to the flavor. Anyway, we enjoyed the beer quite a bit.
It was very good.
It was a nice, flavorful beer. I mean, if you watch the video, you'll see it. It's a short video. For those of you that haven't watched the video, go to the website or check the feed. It wasn't my, 20-minute...
Gumbo.
What was it? The Heaven's Gate of podcast videos. It wasn't that. It was a nice little short, quick hit. Anyway, we also tried another one because, again, Fat Tire's only coming in 22-ounce bottles right now. So another one that they had was the Fat Tire Mothership Wit, which actually listener Jeff in LA had recommended that I try. I found that to be a very, very nice wheat beer. Had a touch of coriander, but not enough to make me make my coriander face that I make.
It's not a good face.
No, it's not. Had a nice little bit of orange peel to it, too. I thought it was a really, really good example. If somebody who hasn't had a wheat beer before, if you wanted to give them something and say, this is what a wheat beer, this is a good example of a wheat beer. I thought it was a really good thing to put out in front of them. A nice, good starter wheat beer. Something that was very drinkable. It'd be really nice in the warm months.
Very, very nice.
And there's also another one, the 1554, which we'll get to at a later date. But we tried one other beverage, and that was Major Tom's Pomegranate Wheat Beer. It's actually what I have right here. And it's not a bad beer, but for something that names pomegranate, I would expect to smell the berries, taste the berries. I don't need sweet.
Find the berries.
Yeah, I'm going to try again right here, but...
I mean, pomegranate is a strong flavor.
And what I have is just sort of a...
beer.
It's not even a wheat beer. It's just more of an ale-type taste. It's a decent ale. I like it like that. But I had an expectation based on the name that it would have something about
so
the fruit.
You're claiming false advertising, then.
I'm claiming Major Tom has let me down.
Damn.
Now, Beer Advocate did not like this beer at all. Those guys were just ripping it to shreds. But as I think I've stated before, the guys at Beer Advocate tend to be major snobs. And so I'm not going to put too much weight in what they say when they disagree with me. When they agree with me, I think they are brilliant.
Brilliant, I say.
Brilliant.
You have mail.
Feedback. Old people.
I like mail.
Old people. Let's hear what old people have to say.
Hey, kids, old potty mouth here. I am actually calling with a clarification on the previous potty mouth call that Kenty and I made from having, I'm changing lanes here, sorry, from the car that day. And I guess you don't understand the reason for the call. There was a listener, Tim, of Kenty's show, the Flata Show, called and said what he liked about, one of the things he liked about the Flata Show was that Kenty expressed his opinions pretty boldly, and that if you didn't agree with him, you could just go expletive deleted yourself. And I thought that was Tim from, for whatever reason, who made that call, not this other Tim. There's an other Tim, which I didn't know. So if you were surprised to get that call and you just thought I was being an old potty mouth, then now you know the real reason. The reason was that I was sort of continuing the joke that I heard on Kenty's call. So there you go. All right. Bye.
Who said there could be another Tim?
He's actually been involved in the podcast arena longer than I have. He was one of the first listeners to Two Guys, One Brain many years ago. And their show, it's Tim from Tastes Like Burning. Their show's been going on longer than ours, although I believe we have more shows than them still because they pod faded for about a year.
And I thought your mother, you know, reserved that name and didn't let anybody else use it after you.
I don't think so. I think Timmy J is what he likes to be referred to as. I'm not sure. I know his real name.
No, he goes Tim. From
Tastes Like Burning, who doesn't even just says it's Tim now to confuse people. He and I like to confuse
people. That's right.
People with,
he does.
By being one of those. Anyway.
But I'm glad to hear Johnny's explanation.
Yeah, the most recent episode of The Flatus Show, which was just this past Saturday or Sunday, I listened to it and it had the call where TLB Tim called in and said that very thing. So when I heard that, I got it all of a sudden. Yeah. And then Johnny called like a day later and it made more sense to me. So moving on to other comments, listener Thomas was very happy that during the Fat Tire Beer video that we played a Dale Watson song. And Thomas, I believe I've already told you this elsewhere, but I did that just for you because Thomas is a big fan of Dale Watson. And we received another call with someone who doesn't know the difference between a squirrel and a chipmunk.
We'll have to put up pictures.
Manager John has his own interpretation of what happened with our story of chasing the chipmunk around the porch.
Hey guys, it's Manager John. Just listened to your latest show. Really good, by the way. But now we know exactly what to serve when Nanette gets up here, because damn, she was funny. I love the story about you chasing the squirrel around. You know what? I have a little thing you might like. Let's try this. Let me push this button right here.
Aflac.
And I guess that would be the end of that squirrel. All right, that's it. Manager John out.
Chipmunk. It was a chipmunk.
It was a chipmunk. They're a lot smaller than squirrels.
How much longer until he has his own podcast? Because he's slowly creeping towards it.
I don't know.
He's getting there. If he's playing with sound effects and clips and figuring out that works better than the phone, we're gonna have a podcast out of
the Manager John show.
Yeah, something like that.
Attention, Earthlings! I have some news. Beep 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 beep. Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Tonight is the finale.
You're not even.
But
I can't even say okay like 9 more times.
Tonight is the finale of The Office.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. First bullet's yours. Go.
So my friend Holly started her second round of chemo this week on Tuesday. She seems to be bouncing back.
Well, she and Dave did that big cancer walk this weekend, too.
That's true. They did Relay for Life.
Yeah, as did our other friend, Greg and Tammy, went and did that also.
Oh, good, good, yeah. Good. And I think she's doing all right. She, you know, has her normal downtime. Haven't seen a blog post indicating whether or not her bone pain is less than last time. But I did want to send a great big thank you to Jeff in L.A. and his wife, Inning Kelly, for offering advice. I think Kelly is a chemo nurse, and they did send an email to me offering advice from a nurse who cares for chemo patients to Holly. And so I sent them the link to her blog, and they were able to offer some sort of insider information from the medical side of the equation and pass that along to Holly, and she was very, very grateful. So thank you guys so very much.
And speaking of blogs, Charlie White has a new blog because in the midst of all of his other tragedies he had going on in the last couple of weeks, he had his blog identified as a spam blog and they wiped his running log off of Blogspot. So I helped him get a new website set up, and he has Q2.com, which is spelled C-E-W-T-W-O.com, where he will regale you with stories of running another life, and I believe he has a new puppy now.
He does have a new puppy.
Yes, and so he's very happy about those things. He's not running right now because he has hurt himself, and he had somebody, sounds like, diagnose him with some form of plantar fasciitis, but it actually sounds like he's got Achilles tendonitis that goes into his ankle, or goes into his heel, which sounds very similar to what I've been going through, but I have recommended the same shoe inserts that I wear, and we shall see how that all works out for him. Charlie, get in touch with me directly if you need to, and we'll talk about stuff. Why are you looking at your shoe like that?
Why are you talking about
you
it?
You took off your croc. And
just why are you talking about it? Just keep talking.
It was an interesting thing.
It's irrelevant
thing to
the
watch.
Show. No, irrelevant.
I can't see your face because you're behind that dot.
Irrelevant to the show. Continue talking.
So you moved
talking.
Your Crocs over somewhere near the Kleenex box that I can't see, and I was intrigued.
So how can you see it if you can't see it?
I moved my head to this side of the music stand. It was intriguing.
Because blind people can do anything except
and
see.
And finally, in the last piece of For Whatever Reason news, we're going to pimp the Facebook fan page one more time and tell you to please go there and please go to the discussion threads where there is a place for you to introduce yourself. And there are various other discussions you can join in particular the one about the Chicago meetup. We would like to get any input we can out of these fine folks. Why are you waving?
Also, if you want to follow us on Twitter, I am Cajun Nan and he is FWR Tim.
All of this information can be found at forwhateverreason.net. Various places you can click and get this information.
Clickety-click.
Clickety-clickety-click. Check out that darn old internet. Ship. Pointed. Harbor. Push. Button. Now. People want to find us on the internet. Where would they go?
Forwhateverreason.net.
They'd like to send us an email. They would send it to
forwhateverreason@gmail.com.
And if they'd like to leave us a voicemail, they would call
206-882-9972.
Our outro this episode is the song The Passenger by Art Brut from their album Art Brut vs. Satan. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building. Thank you and good night.
The bus lane, not me. I take the train. I love public transportation. Train or bus fare, both amazing.
Me as your ball game, take me as your clown, elephant and a quack of ducks. I should have never get back as hold the belly where it is. But one, two, three, that's a lot of you. Ball game.
Thank you, Zoe.
Bye.